You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on the interpretation of tongues with a message about purity and accuracy. The Bible tells us to test the spirits, which means not every claimed interpretation comes from the Holy Spirit. We'll see why guarding this gift matters, how to spot counterfeits, and how Scripture keeps us grounded in truth. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we laid the foundation for what the interpretation of tongues is. That it's God's way of ensuring his voice is understood when he speaks through a tongue in a public setting. But today, we need to step into a sobering reality. This gift carries a great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes a call to guard its purity. And here's why this matters so much. Anytime God gives a genuine gift, the enemy will try to counterfeit it. He will try to twist it, distort it, and corrupt it so that the very thing God meant to edify the church becomes a tool of confusion or division. And sadly, this has happened in many places. The gift of interpretation, like prophecy, is vulnerable to misuse, not because the Spirit makes mistakes, but because people sometimes speak when he hasn't spoken, or they add their own thoughts to what he is saying. When a tongue is given in a service, everyone's attention turns toward the moment of interpretation. People are asking their hearts, what is God saying? What is his word for us in this moment? That moment is sacred. It is weighty. And if the interpretation is wrong, if it's from the flesh, or worse, from a false spirit, the whole body can be led astray. That's why we must treat this gift with the same seriousness that God does. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 20 to 22, God gives this warning under the Old Covenant. But the prophet who speaks a word presumptuously in my name, a word which I have not commanded him to speak, that prophet shall die. And you shall say in your heart, how will we recognize the word which the Lord has not spoken? When the prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, and the thing does not happen or come true, that is the word which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You are not to be afraid of him. Now, we are not under the law of Moses, and God does not call us to stone false prophets today. But the principle still stands. The Lord takes his word seriously, and he holds us accountable for claiming to speak for him when he has not spoken. And this is why the Apostle John writes in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Just because someone says this is the interpretation does not mean it came from the Holy Spirit. So how do we test it? First and foremost, we hold every interpretation up to the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will never, never give a message that contradicts Scripture. If an interpretation undermines the truth of God's Word, promotes sin, or distorts the character of Christ, it is not from Him. And that's why it's so important to know the word for ourselves. If we are biblically illiterate, we will be vulnerable to deception. And Jesus also gave us a filter in John chapter 16, verse 14, while he was speaking of the Spirit. He said, He will glorify me, Because the Spirit's role is always to lift up Jesus, to magnify him, to point people toward him. If the interpretation draws attention to a person, to their gifting, or to some side issue that distracts from Christ, we should be cautious. The gifts of the Spirit are never about the vessels. They are about the message and the one who gave it. And Paul adds another safeguard in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. He says, "When you assemble, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. All things are to be done for edification." If the interpretation doesn't build up the body, if it leaves people confused, fearful, or distracted, without biblical clarity, it's not of the Spirit. Scripture gives us examples of counterfeits. We see in Jeremiah chapter 23 that God warns his people about prophets who speak a vision of their own imagination, not from the mouth of the Lord. And that's what happens. When someone feels pressure to deliver an interpretation and simply says whatever comes to mind, it might sound spiritual, but if the Spirit didn't reveal it, it's just empty words. In Acts chapter 16, Paul encounters a slave girl possessed by a spirit of divination. She followed Paul and his team, crying out, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." Now that statement was true, but the source was a demon. And Paul discerned the spirit behind her words, and then he cast it out. This shows us that the accuracy of content is not enough. The source matters. And that leads us to one of the greatest dangers in the operating in this gift: presumption. Sometimes a tongue is given and the room goes silent and people feel awkward. No one is interpreting. And in that silence, someone may feel pressure to stand up and say something just to break the tension. But God does not need us to rescue him from an awkward moment. If he has not given the interpretation, the most Spirit-led thing that we can do is follow 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 28. But if there is no interpreter, he is to keep silent in church and have him speak to himself and to God. Silence in that moment is not failure. It's obedience. And obedience is better than sacrifice. If we speak without the Spirit's leading, we step into dangerous territory. Presumption damages trust. And when people realize that something is claimed to be God's word, but it's off, it can harden their hearts toward the gifts entirely. And this is why Paul also connects the operation of gifts with accountability. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 29, speaking about prophecy, he says, "Have the others pass judgment." The same principle applies here. Interpretation should be weighed by mature believers and leaders in the body. We do not just accept every word at face value. We need to discern. We need to test. We measure it against the word and the witness of the Spirit. Now, for those of you who feel called to operate in this gift, purity begins in the secret place. So stay rooted in Scripture. Saturate yourself in prayer. Learn to recognize the voice of the Spirit in private before you set out in public. And check your motives, because the moment pride creeps in, the gift will be distorted. The goal is never to be the one with the word, but to be a faithful vessel who serves the body by making God's voice clear. Sometimes the most Spirit-filled act is not to speak, but to wait. Sometimes the purest interpretation is only a few simple words. The power is not in the length or eloquence of the message. It's in whether it came from the Spirit or not. The Holy Spirit does not need our embellishment. He doesn't need us to dress up his words. He needs us to be faithful to deliver what he gives, nothing more and nothing less. So as we guard the purity of this gift, we protect the integrity of the church's witness. We make sure that when unbelievers hear an interpretation, they encounter the true voice of God, not man's opinion. We ensure that the gifts continue to function the way that God intended, for the strengthening, encouragement, and comfort of his people. So let's be those who love truth more than we love being heard. Let's be those who are willing to wait on God rather than manufacture a message. Let's be those who, when we do speak, we speak with the confidence that comes from knowing that we have heard from the Spirit. Now, tomorrow, we'll take this a step further. We'll talk about how to recognize when the Spirit is prompting you to interpret, how to discern the right timing, and how to step out in faith without stepping into confusion. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.